You don't know how long I've been waiting to do that.
That's most honestly.
Welcome to podcast.
Welcome to podcast.
Welcome to podcast. Our podcast. My name is Katie.
My name is Ashley.
And I'm Ma.
We are Kinks and Cocktails. We are a podcast that explores a different kink every episode. And this episode is about
puppy play.
Arf, arf. All right, I'll stop.
I think that's a lot even for me, and I'm pretty sober right now. I'd like to be drunker for this.
Well, we're working on it because every episode we pair it with a cocktail pairing. And this episode we're doing a drink called the Pink Poodle. If you'd like to learn how to make it, go follow us on TikTok at Kinks and Cocktails.
All right. So, should I start?
Yeah, go ahead and give us a definition.
Puppy play. Yeah, puppy play is where a human takes on the persona of a puppy. So playing fetch, playing with chew toys. Traditionally, there's a handler or a trainer that are involved with insisting with, like, putting on gear, getting out of the headspace of being a puppy, and tends to any medical needs or anything along those lines. Do you want me to explain human puppies and all that?
Sure.
Okay. I just know you had, like...
Well, didn't we... No, we decided to wait.
On terminology.
Yeah, but... so let's...
That would be terminology.
Yeah.
Okay,
so let's wait. Well, I have a fun fact.
Now you have to cut that out.
That's okay. I got a fun fact. So this one actually does have an app.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Pup Space. And so a few weeks ago when I was looking into it, there was 26,000 members.
Wow.
And at that time, they were not accepting new people. But now, I just checked again, like last night, and they are.
Nice.
And I also found another website called SoCalCreatures.com. And this one's actually founded by a queer female identifying person. And they created it because... the pup community is mainly in the gay male
community.
I'm sorry.
So, I thought that was cool.
No, that's really cool. I didn't realize that there were... I mean, I wonder what constitutes of when they open it back up for more people to come in and join their app.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it was closed for a while, but it was
too
a secret club.
At one time?
Maybe.
Community.
Yes.
I saw a lot of people talking about it on like YouTube and everything, so I think that was just a lot of people rushing to the site at once and they were just
got overwhelmed.
That makes sense.
Can I say my favorite quote before we start?
Yeah.
Sure. If everybody loves a puppy, I'm a puppy. And I'm a puppy, everyone. Okay, let's restart that. If everybody loves a puppy and I'm a puppy, then everybody will love me.
Oh,
that's actually pretty cute.
That's adorable. I like that.
Going into history,
yeah,
I suppose.
I'm excited to hear history at this
the
moment.
The deep down. basically, what I found is that animal role play has like been around since the beginning of time. Like you can find it in like old scriptures. You can find it in like cave markings. There's always been this role of people, either like personifying these animals or like playing these as a role in like a play basically, or even like taking on very structured characteristics of different animals, which is really cool to see. Even specifically like dogs in this case, there's so many different like ancient rituals and stuff that specifically involve like howling at the moon and like doing different kinds of things, and like people really got into that, which is really cool.
Awesome.
Even going as like into the 19th century and like 20th century, the really cool thing that I found is that the oldest photograph that has ever been taken was of like a person role playing an animal in like a fetishized area, basically, was a woman in France in 1912 in a leopard print underwear with a cat tail on it.
I love that.
And then basically there was like this really big divide that happened between basically puppy play and like what it used to be, like slave dog, that sort of situation. And it really didn't happen that those things separated and you actually learned and like went into puppy play rather than slave, which I will say is more of, I guess the way to describe it is like giving everything to one person and being, I don't have a really great description. But being a slave is just being able to have your caretaker and doing everything for them, no matter what they ask for. And there was like dog slave at that point, especially like 1900 up until like about World War II era, 1940s. And then after that, I feel like puppy play really emerged as like this puppy energy of like people finding themselves and like being really excited about it and having fun with that and not doing it just for the aspect of like serving someone, but really having like the embodiment of like being a puppy yourself, which is really cool. In 1977 was the first like real video footage of pups that were in hoods with solid cast rubber, which was really cool as well. Because like you can find that still on YouTube, which is awesome.
I want to see that. I'm going to have to look.
Yeah. And then even into like the 80s and 90s, puppy play started to like enter the pony scene, which was already pretty established at that point, which is kind of crazy, even just like how different animals and things kind of like got established before that. And then it really started to pick up into the 90s where like the UK and England just like took off, basically. Dungeon in the Sky was a really big show. So in 1995 was the first year they actually had three contestants in a dog show.
Oh, Dungeon in the Sky. That's
a convention that was going on in England at the time.
Okay.
Specifically kink related. Okay. They ended up having a dog show specifically for puppies and their masters and being able to, and like handlers, I guess, and being able to go through that.
Yeah, I did come across the actual dog shows and stuff. I thought that was really fun.
No, it's super cool. And even just to go into that, like, so there's puppies and then there's also handlers. I think we have a definition for handlers, just to like throw that out there.
I do have that. The human. It's a human that takes care of the puppies.
So yeah, so they were really involved and like even seeing
they're that. The ones that tell you they're you're a good boy.
You are such a good boy.
Or girl.
And
or
human.
Yeah.
Puppy.
Puppy.
Fucked up.
Whatever you identify as, you're a good one.
Right. Such a good one.
The best. But yeah, so that happened, and like they had the whole three contestants, and then literally the next year that doubled and they had eight, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And so that was blowing up in England and the UK in general. And then in 1997, the first like workshop actually happened where like people were teaching it to other people in the UK, which is super cool.
Do you mean like training classes?
Yeah, like training classes.
Oh, wow.
With like handlers and puppies and like teaching people like how to further embody that, which is
cute. Really
cool. And that year also, the doghouse.org was founded, and that was like one of the oldest websites for puppy play in general, which is really cool. They had a lot of information and stuff, I feel like, that people could actually reach out to. And then in 98, it became more, even more mainstream, because it actually showed up on Will and Grace in an episode.
Really?
Yeah, check it out. It's actually season 1, episode 8.
And ooh, it was early in it, too.
Right, totally.
I'm going to write that down, because I want to watch this one now. What was it, season 1?
Episode 8.
Episode 8, okay.
So yeah, I would totally recommend checking that out. And it's just like a little blurb about it, and super funny.
Will and Grace. Why am I not surprised? I like
it. Then in the 2000s, just more websites came along with like leatherdog.com was founded. 2001 was like the first pup flag was announced, which is really cool. And that one even looks really cool. It's like older style where it's like brown stripes and like has a paw print on it, which is cute. It's very like reminiscent of what it looks like now, but just a little bit different.
Well, the flag now
is blue and black.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I saw something kind of funny about that where, I'm not sure if it was true or not, or if it was just a skit, but this guy on TikTok thought it was a cop pride flag because they're similar looking. And so he was like, he had it like on his truck. And, like, he was wondering why all these gay, like, pup community people kept, like, talking to him about it and stuff. And, like, right. And he was really confused. I thought it was hilarious.
It astounds me how many people get the Blue Lives Matter flag mixed up with Leather Pride, even just by itself.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... then you get the paw print involved, and it's like, who knows? What does this mean? What a mystery.
I just am really for the canine unit.
Oh, my gosh. So yeah, when the first flag was announced, that was actually at the first International Puppy Convention, otherwise known as like IPC, in Houston, Texas, actually. So that was a really cool thing to see as well. And that was like early 2000s. And then they had their first documentary come out in like 2002, which was literally just labeled Pup by Tim Hamilton. And that was really cool as well, because I don't think it originally started as a documentary exclusively about puppy play, but then he got so interested in puppy play and so enamored by it that it just ended up creating, which is really cool. And then, yeah, basically the modern pup flag, which again is like based off of the leather community, which is a really big part of, I think, of where puppy play came from. That was in 2011 when that came out, which is really cool.
That's not too long ago.
No. Lots of progress made in just like the last, you know, 10 years.
Then again, I think 30 years ago was like 1970s. So, oh, being a millennial.
It was yesterday.
Right.
So, for like...
That was some good history. Yeah, I liked all that. Too. Yeah. I didn't realize how far back it went. And
look at you go.
All of the, like...
So pretty.
Right. Great history lesson. Thanks for that.
You did so good.
The more you know.
You're chewing ice on the...
I'm an ice chewer as well. I understand.
So for a lot of the psychology, a lot of people just like it for... There's a bunch of different reasons. Some people use it for sexual pleasure. Some people use it for relaxation, therapy, and escape from their normal self, their day-to-day. Physicality, physical touch, moving people around. Some of them actually wrestle with other puppies.
Moshing.
That's what it's called. Yeah. I had it written down somewhere. Not in this little.
What specifically is moshing?
Did you write that one down?
I did. It's. There's a bug on the floor. Sorry. Why didn't that happen during our 4 episode? Okay. So let's see. For definition for moshing, it's a specific place at an event where pups strictly interact with other pups, like a dog park, you know, mm-hmm. And there's typically no human acting. Like they only act like a dog. Like they communicate like a dog. There's no human talk. So it's a little specific area to be fully immersed into the dog.
And usually handlers aren't allowed in that area.
Right. They're like off to the side, mm-hmm. like talking to other handlers, like you would at a dog park, you know, just let the dogs play. And
yeah. Tell your dog to be gentle.
Yeah. So they usually like lick and nuzzle and tackle each other and play. It sounds like a cute time.
And then the last one I had was like relationships and community, because even in Minneapolis, we have a big puppy community. We have,
we do.
I'm so sorry. We have Minneapolis, the North Star Kennel Club.
Okay.
That one's a big one.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard of them before.
They are always at Pride. Mm-hmm. They have their big flag with them. They walk through the Pride Parade, too, mm-hmm. So you've probably seen it there.
That makes sense.
But I also have other kennels in different cities.
Yeah.
That's how far I went.
Yeah. Ooh. It's all over the place. Yeah.
So I have Chicago Puppy Patrol. I thought that one was fun.
That's a cute name.
A lot of them are just pups and handlers. So there's Denver pups and handlers, Portland pups and handlers.
Is that like the same, what's the word I'm looking for? The same group, just different cities?
That's what I'm assuming.
Okay.
And San Diego has one, Seattle, and then there's all one in Vancouver.
Wow. Okay.
And then Black Eagle in Toronto.
I came across, I think it was that one, the Eagle one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's also a gay bar in Las Vegas called the Eagle that I came across a lot. They have a lot of events there, too.
Yep, they do. Black Eagle is in Toronto, and they have a lot of events as well, so.
Yeah, actually, here, there's Pinky Friday is doing, like, a animal play event.
Way after that, I'm so sorry.
I know. Well, if you went, I hope you enjoyed yourself. Yeah. Looks like a good time.
Yeah, and then I also found Pup Play, or Pup Space, that popped up on my random thing.
Yeah.
I have so many different notes, I'm just trying to figure out what I That's okay. A lot of puppies get into it as a way to, like, help overcome anxiety and social discomfort. Each puppy has their own personality. Possonality.
I was just going to say, I saw that was called a possonality. I thought that was so cute.
I saw some that were bouncy and playful or shy and quiet. Some can be aggressive, but I haven't really seen many aggressive puppies out and about in my world. But
I feel like, if anything, I've heard a lot about, like, even with looking stuff up, that, like, it's not necessarily aggression, but it's, like, older pups. Like, more in the dogs that are, like, yeah, a little bit more stoic, a little bit quieter, don't necessarily want to play, but, like, are just there, a little bit more standoffish.
I came across that as well. Yeah, the older dogs are more obedient and kind of, like, typically, yeah, like, a way an old dog would be. But, I mean, every dog has its day.
Let's see, what else do I got? I have a lot of their gear, if you guys care to know.
Got a lot about that. Go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, you can go over it.
I mean, is that the last thing you have? So I can just start?
Yeah, you can just start.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll move on to common practices. And yeah, all their gear, their attire, which I want to start off by saying, of course, it's not required. All pups are welcome with or without the gear. You know, it's all about being in a headspace and. But the attire is always a fun added thing. So there's headgear, which is also called a hood, or you can have a muzzle, or both. It's usually made of leather. Although I did see a really cool, realistic looking one. I'm not sure what it was made out of. It was a Dalmatian though. It looked like it's made out of like plaster. Like it looked like a real.
Could have been.
Dog head. I feel like I should show you.
What's the line between that and a furry?
So they can cross over.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of like leather and stuff and like bondage style looking gear. I saw lots of hoods with like piercings and spikes on it.
Oh, cool.
There's like pink ones if you want to be like a little bit more, you know, frilly about it or whatever. But yeah, furries, well, moth, you know. Maybe you can say the difference.
I mean, it would probably be that furries aren't probably necessarily kink-related, right? Like, at the end of the day. I just wonder, like, if the craftsmanship probably overlaps somewhere, which is kind of interesting.
Do you think the same person that makes puppy hoods is the same person that makes your furry head?
Definitely not.
That's what I'm asking.
I did not see any crossover stores, but it could be the same person, two different stores.
I mean, I think it's also probably important to note that, like, Puppy Play was probably born out of the leather community pretty specifically, and it was pretty heavily dominated, I feel like, by men, you know what I mean?
Yes.
In the gay community.
18 to 30-ish, I think that's what I have.
Yeah.
18 to 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that rubber masks are usually not very recommended for?
Is that because it can get hot?
It can get hot and you can sweat and you can faint.
Yeah, that was part of, I have safety tips too, and that was one of them, to stay hydrated with your puppy bowl or whatever have you. But yeah, because all that gear can get really hot. But let's see, collars. So a lot of them are collared and, like, usually, not always, but typically a padlock or like a personalized tag means that that puppy is owned by somebody already. I think that'd be cute and fun to get a, like, personalized tag if you are owned. I like that.
What is being owned?
Having, like, a handler, yeah, and, like, one specific handler, pup or not. Yeah, so you're not a stray. A stray is something else I came across, where they are just there. They're not owned by anybody. They're just there to play with everyone. And just
good dogs.
Yes. Such a good boy. So some, let's see, I did come across, like, some more extreme stuff, like shock collars.
Ooh.
But for safety reasons, they're typically not worn around their neck. They just wear them, like, around their thighs, so they can still experience it, but it's play safely. Always play safely, everyone. Please do.
Communicate.
Yes. Have a safe word.
Right, exactly.
Communication is key.
I would say wolf would not be a safe word for this type of life. To each their own, but. So tails, I found some really fun tails. There's obviously the butt plug ones, you know. And yeah, there was the furry style ones. There was the furry style ones, and I actually came across a mechanical one.
That one was fun.
Did you see that one? It was like, so it was actually worn by, like, a belt, so you wrap it around you, and then it had a remote, and so it was furry, it was robotic, and it lit up, and different buttons did different things. Obviously, you can make the tail wag, you can have it, like, sit straight up, like, if you're excited, that go with, like, your emotions, yeah,
that's so cute.
Or you can go have it down.
Really cute puppy, and you're all excited.
Yeah, getting scratches. That was really fun. That was cool. I've never seen anything like that before. But, pet suits. So I even saw some people wore, I mean, typically some people just wear street clothing, regular clothes, or leather gear, or morph suits. So there's a company that makes morph suits that have tails, they're detachable tails, that look like the actual dog. They have, like, those little beans on their fingers and feet, and, like,
so do, yeah, they have them for, like, specific kinds of dogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, one would look like a husky, or
the one I saw looked like a husky, but yeah, like Dalmatians, or there's a wolf one.
Yeah. It looks like a cute husky. I think that'd be more comfortable than leather gear for playing, but to each their own.
Listen, if leather's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
It is recommended to wear very tight clothing for moshing and everything, so then it doesn't, like, if you're wearing baggy clothing and rip it
in. Oh, from,
yeah.
I see.
So wearing, like, a more tight suit would be very good practice for moshing.
That's a good point. Knee pads are important for safety, for, like, because you're crawling around. I can't imagine not wearing knee pads. Unless you're into that. Maybe you like the pain.
Some nice bruised knees.
Yeah. You know.
I have those in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should ask.
I was just going to say, dare I ask why?
If you want to know the real reason, Colin bit me.
On your knee?
On my knee, on my thigh, on the back of my knee.
Why?
He was drunk.
Your hustle into the fort, though, immaculate. Because it's not that even when you're breezy.
It's been like 2 weeks. They're just not going away. Like,
I think you're anemic.
Maybe.
Yeah, those are big bruises.
You can't see this one.
So in case somebody's wondering what we're talking about with the fort, I made us a vor fort out of blankets and stuff. So we can make a TikTok for the vor episode we did last episode. Crawling into the vor tummy fort. It was fun.
Snuggle puddle in there.
Yeah. It was a tight squeeze.
Hot.
Get it? All right, I'm done. Okay. I also saw a really cute, it was like a dog bone shaped gag ball.
Oh,
so like, cute. Yeah, so it looks like they're holding like a bone in their mouth. It was really cute. And also glow in the dark. So that was fun.
You'll never lose your puppy in the dark.
Yeah. Or listen to them. And some dogs wear chastity devices to prevent humping on other people's legs. Yeah. This goes deep. Yep.
I love that.
So I made a list of both sexual and non-sexual activities you can do as a dog with your with or without your owner. So non-sexual ones. Well, first, I guess I should note that any of these things can be sexual for any person. It's their own.
Live your best life.
Yeah. So if this is sexual for you, awesome. But typically, I'm just going over typically non-sexual things. So going for a walk on a leash, practice or perform tricks, grooming and brushing, swimming, cuddling, chewing on toys like squeak toys, getting treats, pet scratches and boops.
Just love the boops, Katie.
Hate them? Never boot me, please.
I like
you. You were so mad at Colin the other day.
Oh, God. No, because
Colin booped her.
Yeah. And I, like, ran and hid behind
me.
Behind Ashley, yeah, and I was just, like, trying to keep my calm, like, Colin.
Is there boop trauma?
No, I don't know why I don't like it. I don't like head pads, and I don't like boops. I don't know why. I will give them to you, but I do not like them received. Let's see. Pouncing. Chewing on beef jerky.
I like to do that.
I know.
If you
it's a good time.
I mean,
right.
If you want to chew an actual real dog treats, I typically think they're safe for human consumption. I'm not sure.
Depends.
Do not take my advice, please.
I think some are and some aren't.
Please do your research before you just take Katie's advice on dog treats.
Just crunching.
Please do not go grocery shopping at Petco for yourself.
You can make things look like dog treats. Like, there's a dog treats that are more, I would assume, right, safe for humans.
Or use, like, a dog bone cookie cutter or something to make your own.
But like, the
whatever.
Like apple cider vinegar, or not apple cider vinegar ones, like the applesauce ones in, like, applesauce cookies, is a lot of people give their dogs. You can
yeah.
Those ones are safe.
Again, do not take our advice, but please,
it's
yeah, do your research.
Applesauce is fine for you to eat.
Well, I know. I just, like, legally, I don't want anybody. Yeah.
Don't sue us.
Beef jerky, I bet.
Just eat beef jerky. So like, they do make vegan beef jerky now, too. So if you're vegan,
yeah,
you can eat it, too.
I saw that
it's
recently.
It's not good.
No? You tried it?
Yeah.
No, I also tried it. I did not like it.
What was it? Like a texture thing or just the taste?
No, it
was bad?
Taste.
The
it
texture
was...
is not bad. It is pretty probably similar to actual beef jerky, but the taste is not there.
No.
It does not taste like, I think it's like when imitation meat is trying to be meat, it's a bad time, but when it stops trying to be meat and just like does its own thing, it's delicious every time, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
This one was just very almost vinegary, like just straight vinegar tasting.
Ooh,
that
I wonder
tried.
Why it was so vinegary. It's typically turkey is not. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know. My coworker
they're
was like,
trying to make it salty or something.
Try this. And I said, okay. And they're like, it's good. And I was like,
it's not.
I mean, I love vinegar, but not vinegar jerky. That does not sound.
It wasn't good.
0 out of 5 stars.
All right. Let's see. Moving on from jerky, you can eat or drink out of a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You can wrestle around with other pups or with your owner. You can play fetch. Let's see. You can. So some things that are a little bit more sexual on that side.
A little bit.
A bit.
Caging. You can be put in your cage if you've been a bad boy. Or girl. You know.
Bad pup.
Bad pup.
How dare you.
So this one was, all right, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You put peanut butter on certain parts and lick it off. Like how dogs love
peanut butter, don't do that.
Yes. If you have a nut allergy. So yeah, you can do that with your owner. Sniffing private parts.
I'm just still stuck on the peanut butter.
I mean, dogs love peanut butter and licking it off. Not private parts, but walls and stuff like that. So turn this sexually and you can have your own fun.
Listen, you just gotta double down.
Okay. I mean, it's normalized for like whipped cream and stuff right, like that. Yeah. So like,
I don't want to lick like anything off your body. I'm not just gonna say that now.
I agree with you on that, but yeah. It's okay.
Boring.
Sex in public. Not Mom, even like to this. Not even like a shot. Do you like do body shots?
I did that once, and you know what I got in my mouth? Hair. Nikita's a hairy man.
Wait, you do it like off his belly button?
Yeah, he's a hairy
man. A hairy belly button.
He's hairy, like animal. Zero out of 10 recommend body shots.
Okay, well, maybe you just need a smoother man to be eating food off of.
Yeah. Tom is a smooth man, and I'd still find gross things in my belly button. You cannot tell me I wouldn't.
A smooth and clean man.
With a clean belly button.
I don't know those. Have you met my friends?
I apologize. My condolences.
I wouldn't even do it off of your man.
Be furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not recommend. That's going to get stuck places.
Gotta get it out somehow.
You're welcome.
All right, this next note is, well, it just keeps getting worse. So let's just keep going.
Yeah, double down.
So a lot of these leather suits are good for any sort of liquid. Showers of the gold, if you will.
Yeah.
So, or just, you know, lifting up your leg and going like a dog would.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. Or number two, if you're into that sort of thing.
Say that so tentatively. Like, golden showers are bad. I feel like arguably peanut butter is scary to me.
I agree with you. Yeah.
I feel like everyone's been beat on at least once.
Right, yeah. At least, like, even on accident.
Yeah, calling peanut between my legs and then left.
All over you.
Yeah. 0 to 10.
Mine was more purposeful of an experience, but that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mom, once again, I'm so sorry.
We do not kink shame here.
I do. I was going to say, I'm like, it is not entirely safe.
Kink shaming is my kink, it's fine. I have the right. You can kink shame me back. I get it.
Oh, there we go. Never thought of it that way.
Ashley's kink is being kink shamed.
I like kink shaming and I like to be kink shamed.
Public humiliation.
Yeah.
All right.
10 out of 10, would recommend.
It's a party now. So, you can do like barking as like a safe word, but in like a way, know your dog's bark. You can have a bark for like no and a whimper for yes, or the opposite, I guess it would be, depending. But every owner knows their dog's barks and what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use that as communication. You can also adopt a dog, not just own. You can adopt a dog for an evening, or, you know, I suppose it'd be like picking one up at.
I would tell them that you're such a good puppy.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you do that?
Like, if you're at a puppy vent and you want to hook up for the night, you can adopt a dog, and you can guys can make the arrangement, and Or if you are a couple, or a group couple, poly couple, whatever have you, you can adopt a dog for the evening. So, like, you know how it typically be called a unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it'd just be adopting a dog for the night, not a unicorn. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. I think that's it for common practices.
I do have some rules that you should follow for events.
Yeah.
They typically don't make spikes because you could puncture your other puppies.
Uh-huh.
Minimal clothing, so tight clothing, something that you're not going to rip and tear. Show caution for food allergies. I would warn people before you become a puppy, because if someone just has shellfish and you guys are sharing a tug-of-war toy.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Did not even think of that. Wow.
If you're allergic to peanut butter, then you know,
yeah.
Someone just had licked their peanut butter off their owner.
Right.
Protective gear is recommended, not necessary, but knee pads, hand pads, because you're not supposed to be on your hands that long. You can.
That is one thing I forgot to cover. Yes, the hand pads.
They're really cute. They look like little paws.
Yeah. I love
them. And then just, you know, play safe. Those are the main ones that I saw.
All good advice, for sure.
Don't be dumb.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Be nice unless to the other unless you're an aggressive dog, every dog has to say, you know. What? So I did do a poll on FetLife.
Ooh.
In their puppy play group, I asked everyone what type of dog they identify as and why.
Oh, cool!
So I can give you some answers that were the most common, and some that were not so common actually. Let's see, I got a Australian Shepherd cross with Bernese Mountain Dog.
Ooh.
Because they're big and goofy.
I love that.
A lot of people said they were a mutt. A Norwegian Elkhound.
I don't know what that looks like.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, I want to see. But some of these were very specific. Like, yeah.
I appreciate that, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know, get your personality, like figure out what
personality.
Personality.
Oh my goodness,
they are so cute.
We have a picture.
Look at that drinky little burger.
Aww.
Oh my god.
That is adorable.
They also have a black Norwegian Elkhound and
Aww.
Can you pronounce it?
No. Jemitha?
We apologize.
But they're all cute.
Adorable. Yeah.
Everyone look up the Norwegian Elkhound if you don't know what it already looks like. It's adorable. Let's see. Pitbull, bulldog, a pug. I would love to see the pug's hood mask.
Right.
Cute. A Great Dane because they're a big dog thinking they're a small dog. Lots of Dalmatians. One person said that they were a Dalmatian because they were a Disney nerd. A Golden Retriever, Rottweiler, Husky Arctic Wolf Hybrid. Oh, you did find a pug. Ashley looked up a pug hood mask, and wow, it's all scrunchy
it's from
and cute.
Rough and Stuff, in case you were curious.
Good job, Rough and Stuff. I like it. So cute. Some of those were St. Bernard and Poodle.
I did talk to a puppy at Pride.
You did?
Just one, because he was not with the pack, and that didn't scare me. there was just too many puppies at once, and I was too excited, or too worried that they'd get too excited and all bombard me. So I found one by him, Lonesome. I asked him if he preferred head pats or belly scratches, and he said belly scratches were too personal, so preferred head pats.
Okay.
His favorite toys was his ankle restraints.
His what?
Ankle restraints.
Oh, okay.
And then, what was the other question I asked him? Oh, what got him into puppy play? And he said it was just he always liked crawling on the ground and running around. So
simple as that.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Awesome. That's so
and
cool that you
I
talked
ran
to
away because a bunch of other puppies came and that stressed me out again. So
that's cool. You got to talk to one.
Yeah. He was very nice. He was a very good boy. If he identifies as a boy, sorry if you don't. But every puppy I've met has been super nice.
I feel like I've never met a puppy that has not been
no
very kind.
Yeah, I think I've met a couple briefly at like the saloon, like their fetish playground nights, or like even yeah. like goth prom. I think there was one there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I met one at when we went for your bachelorette puppy party.
I did not have, that was a word slip.
That was a word slip.
Singular
I did not
bachelorette puppy.
I did just not one. Have a puppy themed bachelor bachelorette party. That sounds like fun though.
It was leather night there.
Can I have a redo? Yeah, they had the shower shows going and it was a good time the night before we got married to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you were the one that didn't have to see the back room. There's a lot going
on. Oh, did you accidentally walk in there too?
No. My friend was working the door and he was like, "Hey, Ashley." And I was like, "Why would you do that?"
Usually they make you sign a waiver, but Danny has stumbled back there on accident once. Like, they did not make him sign a waiver. And he's like, "Oh. Okay."
So there is another restroom back there. So a lot of girls go back there because.
Yeah.
It's the one with a stall door.
Yeah. And it's.
Where was this?
Saloon.
Oh, okay. Never been.
Really? The rest of their bathrooms don't have a stall, and I have walked in on people.
I mean,
I've
used those bathrooms because the other bathroom lines is like 20 people long. I'm like, screw it. So.
I don't care what bathroom I use. Just have sex on the urinal, please. Right. So I can go pee in the toilet. I cannot squat over a urinal, guys.
That's a difficult thing to do.
I would love to try. I'm just getting a shiwi for whenever.
Right. Yeah.
I need one of those little comb things. Shiwi. Perfect.
Yep.
Sponsor us.
Please.
We'll talk all about you.
Yes.
At and the saloon.
Have praises about the shiwi. So what puppy would you two be if you were to partake in puppy play?
Oh god.
Lab.
Why?
Because they're big and stupid.
And they... Are you dissing yourself?
Just like double.
You're keep shaming yourself. You're just shaming yourself.
They're fun, loving, and obnoxious. Have you met a lab?
That
until they're old and then they're tracks. That's lazy.
That's very you. Yes. Obnoxious. And we love you.
They do great.
I can only think of, no.
You want me to say, I'll say mine while you think.
Yes, please.
So, it's actually really funny because I thought of this before we came up with the cocktail pairing. And mine is like a pink poodle because I think their haircuts are amazing.
They are so cute.
Yeah, so. I know, aren't poodles can't be kind of mean?
It depends.
So that would not be me at all for that part. I would just like the aesthetic.
Like so. Everyone knows, it's depending on how it's raised. So.
Right. It depends on my owner.
Yes.
I've never met a mean poodle personally.
Okay.
I've only met very nice ones that are really well behaved.
There's okay. One that comes by my salon all the time.
Nice.
Okay, I think I'd be a Cocker Spaniel. Hear me out, because they got like funny little ears and they're like kind of athletic, but like not just super. I'm like, okay, anyway. but no, I think that they're like the funny in between of like nobody ever thinks about them and they're kind of like background animals. And like also, I've always thought that my hair is the same texture as
it is. You're right.
And so like, I don't know why, but that's always been like my background animal of like, oh, we have the same hairstyle.
Cute. I can see that. I like it. Let's see, some other, I know we're doing specifically only puppy play, but I guess we should just mention that there are so many different other animals that you can play as. Did anybody come across anything, like, really unique? Like a type of animal? Like, there's obviously the cats and the horses, but I came across,
Like, those ones aren't important.
They're very important. I just...
We can cover them in a later episode.
Yes.
Just saying.
Well... But I saw somebody like to be a hamster. They like to run around in like a wheel, like a giant wheel.
I don't like exercise enough.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
There's a certain level of like hyperactivity that I think you have to have for that. And I do not.
And they would like hide underneath other bedding and like, yeah, it was cute. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. And as also somebody who liked to pretend to be or play as a pig. So that pig mask and mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Likes to get rolled around in mud.
Yep. Get dirty.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to be messy. No, same.
Don't touch me with your muddy fingers.
Don't boot me with your muddy fingers, especially.
Oh my god. Just boop Kate. You know, if we ever become big enough.
I feel like I'm bringing this on to myself, where everybody
so many boops.
We're going to do meet and greets, and people are just going to start booping me.
Right.
I'm going to have to wear a shirt that says, please do not boop me. No, I do not boops. Consent to boops.
Anti-boop.
Anti-boop.
I'll accept your boops.
Definitely need a shirt
that says anti-boop.
Or I was like, between the two of us, I think.
Yeah, you can take all of mine. Yeah.
Right.
We'll take all of the boops and the head pets.
I'll just watch.
Don't rub my tummy.
There you go.
Spread the joy amongst all.
So speaking of like other animals, I did take that like silly quiz. I don't know. I got we had some.
Wait, there's a quiz? What quiz?
Yeah, I put it in the Google Doc.
What? Where?
I don't look at the Google Doc.
I looked at the Google Doc.
I saw no quiz.
Oh, okay. Well, I did add it just a few days ago, so.
Oh, what in the group chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
How dare you, Katie? I'm going to go take it right now.
Yeah, look it up and take it. I can edit out the pause in between. But I'll share my results. It was what sexual animal?
Decluttering work.
Or no, what animal sexuality are you? And I felt very like, 90s, 2000s, like being a teenager taking those quizzes and like Cosmo. But so my quiz results, I was a tiger.
Ah, there it is. I know this is sort of cheesy, but take this quiz and you can all share a result.
And the reason why I was a tiger, it said, because you're a sexually raw, emotional python.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
You're spontaneous and unpredictable in the best way. Trust your intuition and practice willpower. Pounce only when the time is right. And then it said rawr. Pounce only when the time is right. Do I typically not pounce?
I do not.
Maybe I'll learn something about myself.
What color best expresses your sexual appetite?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Which gift best represents your sex life? I just love the color.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty fun quiz. I'm not gonna lie.
Next question. I don't want your stupid ad.
Oh, there is an ad. I'm like one question behind you.
Oh, there wasn't. Oh, no, yeah, I think there was an ad.
That one.
I checked it on the laptop, so.
I don't like any of these beds. That one. I like.
Here I am with beds. I'm just like, I want to drink one.
I like really took my time and like, really thought about every answer. Oh, can you pass the puppy chill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess we forgot to say we paired another food or snack with this episode. Puppy chill.
I don't really believe in marriage now. Botox, on the other hand, that works every time.
I just like to point out the amount of time that I'm spending on this does not mean I'm not thinking about these questions seriously. It just means I'm very quick. No.
I guess the tiger does make sense for me because if I were to do some sort of play, I guess it'd be like cat, kitten.
Not so. Like other girls, where I'm like, be my boyfriend, unless you were like, yeah, and then I'd be like, maybe.
They're taking the quiz right now, if you're wondering what all these questions are.
Why are there so many ads?
Wait, is there not one? That's like, I'm in a relationship. What is all of this? This is super funny. Fine, I'll take this one.
I just picked one at that point because I was like, none of these really explain.
Right. Where's the, like, we're both stupid and I'm doing my best?
The full package. I definitely look for one with a great ass.
Well, while you guys are taking that, I did come across something that was funny. I thought it was adorable when people, puppies and their owners were being, like, interviewed. Oh, wait, do you have your answer?
I got tiger.
Oh, you got tiger, too? We're the same.
What are you?
I'm a unicorn.
Oh!
Yeah, you are.
You're a magical, mysterious unicorn. You're sexually imaginative and completely unashamed. You connect with your partners on a deeper level, giving you more mind-blowing sexual experiences.
Oh, fun.
So yeah, get wrecked.
Oh, mom.
Wait, what did I click on? What quiz is this?
It's giving me that. Click next quiz.
Apparently. Should we find out what this one is?
I think we should move on.
It's time, Ashley. We need to move on.
That was fun, though. Unicorn. You're lucky. I like that. So I did come across something that was rather cute when puppies with their owners were getting like interviewed for documentaries. Sometimes they were holding their actual pet animal dog in their laps. Like,
I did see some of that.
That was so cute. Like, yes, we're into puppy play, and here's our puppy, our actual puppy. I just want to verify, too, that you're clarified. Okay. To clarify that, like, for people who are just learning about this for the first time, it has nothing to do with actual animals or bestiality. Mm-hmm. Puppy play, it is strictly role-playing as a puppy, as a human. So, don't worry.
Please don't touch animals.
Yes, please do not.
Real animals.
Only consenting adults.
Yes. We're all about consent over here.
I had something to say in the mirror.
Did I lose your train of
thought? Yeah, you sure did.
I'll get wrecked.
It's like fault.
I know.
Zelda with their dogs. Moth is a unicorn.
Of course.
Trying to bring it back to you.
Because you were talking about interviews. I watched an American document, or it was like a newscast. And like there was one girl and she was all for it. She was like, look at all these puppies in UK and this big fancy thing. And then the guys were like, this isn't real. And what? I was like, I'm going to hit all of you.
Wow.
I was going to add it to our notes. And then I was like, nah. I like got 5 minutes in and Colin's like, that guy looks like an asshole. And I was like, he is an asshole.
Yeah.
So I got really mad and I shut it off, and they could have given me probably some really good information, but I was very mad about these.
No, I don't blame you. I think that's just like
cis white men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll just
ruining it for everyone.
Eggman, is that what you said?
No, I mean, you could. I didn't say that. I would never. I was going to say too, I was just thinking, like, my favorite puppy that, like, I've gotten the most experience, I feel like, and learned the most from is, I don't know if you guys came across, like, Amp and Mr. Christopher on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm in love with them.
Yeah. One of them was older.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were great.
Mr. Christopher is, like, the handler, and Amp has, like, this amazing YouTube channel of just, like, every kink sex thing. It's amazing, and they're very informative, and like they make the stupidest puns.
Weird. I loved that about them. Of course I did.
I found them before this podcast.
Okay.
They like popped up on it was like, hey, they you should watch this. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, why are you showing me wish things for sexy tech? Okay.
You know, that's right.
Yes. I think they're the ones who had, they had the mechanical tail.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So
I didn't know they had a mechanical tail.
They had a Q&A for pup questions.
So cool.
And pup and that pet was play in general.
Was that more recent?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I used to watch them a lot when Volt was on the channel too.
Yep.
So it was Amp and Volt, and they were both puppies, and they're just the most fantastic people ever.
Volt back then was not, when he was mainly on it, he didn't have a handler back then.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, they were some of my favorites.
But yeah, it's just fantastic. It was just such good content.
I think my favorite was the jokes that they would always make.
Yes.
Volt and Amp. So they'd be like, Volt, Amp, got it.
Right, like fun monsters. And it's amazing.
They're
right, this is very true. It's amazing.
They're my favorites. Oh, so I wanted to say for...
Nope, absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
Canceled.
So for the SoCal Creatures website. That's where I found like the pig guy, and so it's creatures because they literally like have
everyone.
Yeah, a huge variety of mostly queer identifying people. Like as lots of bunnies. Saw a lot of bunnies on there.
Bunnies, I feel like, have been growing in popularity in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I do like the bunny masks.
Are they leather?
Yes. Oh. The ones I saw were. Cool. Yeah.
I like error in the side of, like, I don't know, cusping between furries and, like, pet play, I feel like.
You just like ears, I feel like, though, for the most part.
You don't know what I do in my free time.
I don't. I mean, I've seen you wear tails.
I do have tails.
You've worn tails in 7th grade.
I have. I wanted to be a wolf so bad, but I didn't have a pack. Nobody would be in my pack.
You really only me.
I had you, and that's
you're
it.
A lone wolf.
No, right. I wore my wolf tail, and then someone ripped it off of me and broke it.
No!
And then I never wore it again.
That's not nice.
I was one of those.
Stress.
I know.
Well, that person should not have been one of those people.
I agree. But no, now I have a pretty good collection of, like, cat ears. I have my first pair of puppy ears I just recently got.
You need some ones that move.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have some cat ears.
There's Neko Mimi, which is really popular. Yes, you have one of my old pairs of cat ears. Those are cute.
I'm gonna find those when I move. I put them in a box and I'm gonna find them.
But the ones that move, there's ones that, like, connect to your brainwaves and they'll move based on your brain.
Oh, those are super cute. That's amazing.
It's called Neko Mimi, and they're literally, like, a pad that sticks to your forehead. And, yeah, depending on how you're feeling, it'll, like, move and you can control it. And some people have gone so far of, like, being able to, like, think about certain things, and that moves the ear in,
like,
purposeful
ways. Make themselves sad, and then they're sad. Their ears will, like, look like they're sad.
Totally. It's
That's
not
amazing.
As good as maybe we might hope, but, like, it's actually pretty cool, and I was pretty impressed. Me, with, like, 5 years ago, was like, these are cool.
I mean, it's been 5 years, so it's probably gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Soon.
I hope so. That would be cool.
Then I want to know how much those cost.
Too much.
Yeah.
I don't think they're actually that bad.
You might wear ears in your wedding.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
I won't.
Possum. That'd be possum.
Can we bring...
You can wear whatever you want.
I cannot. I'm in your wedding.
She has to wear what you tell her to wear.
I mean, you can basically wear whatever you want.
Naked it is. Got it. Mom's gonna murder me.
I dare you.
Well,
no, you're not.
You did.
The middle of winter.
You did moon everybody outside at my wedding, so.
Listen.
I also got your stepmom to twerk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I was also going to say, if not everyone has seen your titty by the end of the night, like, that would be a goddamn miracle, because that's you need an easy access dress.
Definitely saw way more. Saw way more than Ashley's titty.
I couldn't pop my titty out in the dress I wore. No, I couldn't. Never mind.
No, I'm talking at the birthday party. Definitely saw way more than a titty.
The birthday party? Jen's?
Yeah.
My dress got ripped in half. It's very hard not to pop out a titty when all I
had. Oh, it was more than titties, and you were doing it on purpose. Do you not remember?
I don't remember.
Oh.
It didn't happen.
Okay, it did not happen then if you don't remember.
Oh my god.
That's how that works.
Jen also doesn't remember popping out her butt either, so. And
everything
was
popping out everywhere.
She wore a short dress and then would bend over and she's like, oh shit.
Typically, everyone kept it in the VIP booth, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because you fancy like that.
Nice hair flip. So I guess now that we're talking about ourselves, what's everybody does anybody have anything exciting coming up, or, you know?
I'm surviving. I'm doing the bare minimum.
Yeah. That's good.
Going to Deadmau5 on Saturday.
That'll be fun.
Wow, you're so cool.
I want to see Nero again.
Can't wait to be like, you want to grow up?
She went to Deadmau5 last time with me.
Vegas was fun. It was Vegas-y.
That's what Vegas is.
Yep. We might be going to Cancun.
Yeah.
Next month. Do an adults-only clothing optional resort.
Ooh. Yes.
It is not a swingers resort. It attracts a lot of swingers, but...
Right. Were you invited? Because I wasn't invited.
I wasn't invited either. It's very rude.
I'm sorry.
No, it's too late.
No, it's not. We haven't booked it yet.
You want to go next month?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, we almost booked it last night. We're booking it like this week.
I don't have. How do I live my life like that? Because I couldn't take off next month.
No, I could not.
Even if I wanted to.
Maybe when we get rich and famous.
I'm ready.
Sponsor us.
Shiwi.
Please. Temptations Resort in Cancun. Please sponsor us. We'll come down and show everybody a good time.
Oh my god, we'll record the podcast.
Yeah.
On the bar.
They do helicopter competitions for the guys.
Did
the
I
wet t-shirt contest. It looks like a spring break 1990s MTV.
Did I send you guys the testicle festival ad?
No.
So someone went around Minneapolis, and I don't think it was real because it was a Catholic church.
I'm concerned.
Wait, isn't that where they eat animal testicles? No. Like fry them up?
Oh.
Yeah. That's a Midwest, a very Midwest thing. Her world is. I know. I was like, wait, I think I know where this is going. Ashley, it's not what you think it is.
Well, I already figured that out when it was a Catholic church. I got really excited because they have a competition for the best testicles. And I was like, are they going to bedazzle their balls? And I was like, so ready.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea.
I was gonna bedazzle Colin, Miles, and Nikita, and we were going to
send them out into the world.
And you just ruined this church all of my dreams.
Aww.
I know. In the Midwest, a testicle festival is where they fry up animal bull testicles.
I don't want that. I like it. I'm not going.
I think you should start your own testicle festival.
Yeah.
21 plus.
There you go.
Right. Strict guidelines. I need at door.
We'll just have a Kinks and Cocktails testicle festival.
It's Ashley's.
You have to bedazzle your nuts.
Well, it's already in the planning. Already in the planning here.
2023.
Yeah, we need some time.
Yeah.
Who needs time? It's your living room.
Don't come to my house.
Please do not send us pictures of your festival testicles.
Or do, but we'll find your mom.
Well, I've done that before.
Go ahead. See what
it was
happens.
A stepmom, but it still worked. It was still a mom.
You can send us money if you want to send us your testicle festival picture.
Yeah, that's
nice. That's fine.
We'll rate it out of 10 if you send me money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or I'll tell you it looks really bad. Those are your two options.
I mean, Ashley isn't a Janing, so.
So small. So sad. You could do better.
Not a good boy. Not a good boy.
I don't know how you'd do better.
Dazzle it. Dazzle it for me.
Make it pretty.
Glitter.
Don't take it at that one angle that all of you guys do.
Oh my god.
You guys have two angles. It's holding a can next to it. Or holding.
Or point of view style.
Yeah, like, it's not smacking it on the counter.
It's not a monster can. We don't want it.
I don't want it. I've still seen trash.
No.
Yes. Hey, I'm wearing a Divide the Fall. They're an emo band.
They are.
A local emo band.
Wow.
Support your logo.
Support local businesses.
Like
small
us.
Small
bands. Yes, like us. Please.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, please follow us on all social media, Kinks and Cocktails. Please give us a 5-star rating. It's important. It helps. Tell a friend. Tell a pup friend.
Tell all your friends. Tell your mom.
Yeah.
She's not going to like it, but tell her.
You never know. People's moms are.
Yeah.
I mean, you do get.
You know what? Moms tend to have a kinky side as well, Ashley.
Mom, please don't listen to me.
I just gave you some bad images in your head. I'm sorry.
My mom already told me she wasn't going to listen to this podcast. It's okay. That's a good thing. My dad, on the other hand, I don't trust him.
Hi, Ashley's dad.
Hi, Dad.
All right, so is that made of anything else?
No. I think that wraps it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrap it up. Stay safe. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay.
Condoms sponsor us, any of them?
Yes.
Any condom.
Any condom.
We can make our own condoms.
No.
No.
They're so cheap and terrible. No, we're not doing that.
We could buy the expensive ones.
No, we are also not doing that.
Colin used to have ones that say, have a nice ride.
Oh, you mean like have them personalized?
Yeah,
oh, right. Not actually making.
And then hand them
have
out.
Have a nice ride for the pedicab. I like that.
I had a pedicab on and I said, have a nice ride. They were colored.
Now and later. Woo. All right, well, bye everyone.
Bye.
Wolf.